We are joined with the CEO of Wandermore Publishing LLC, Seth Varner. He is originally from Wahoo, living in Omaha now. Good morning, Seth. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. This is so Seth, I know you've written, you're working on your fifth book now, and you're in the process of that. You just tell us your story. Let's hear it in a brief version.
So the abbreviated version of Wandermore Publishing is I was the fella that traveled around Nebraska back in 2020 with my buddy Austin and another man on the show here, where we visited every incorporated town in Nebraska, made a Facebook page, and it went pretty viral, and a bunch of folks said, hey, you should write a book about your journey around the state. So I went ahead and wrote a book about Nebraska and decided to test the waters across the mighty Mo in Iowa, and they really reciprocated the same kind of support. And since 2020, I've been to every single incorporated community in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and both of the Dakotas, and I just finished visiting all 355 of North Dakota's towns. So I've been to about 2,700 towns over the last 5 years, and it's been quite the ride.
Seth, this is Rick, co-host with Jack this morning. My first question is, what was the impetus for this? What made you get up in the morning and say, I'm going to go ride around Nebraska and write about it?
So it kind of dates back to COVID. So this whole thing started in April of 2020.
That makes sense.
It was one of those things where it's like, yeah, we got sent home to Wahoo, and it's like we were just working at Dairy Queen and cruising Maine night after night. And there came a point where I'm like, okay, this is kind of silly. Like, I want to make a something out of nothing summer. Like, I'm a freshman in college. Like, we're not really doing much. Like, I just, you know, was just getting my first taste of freedom, and then I got immediately sent back home to my parents' house. So I decided, like, this is a good time to go out and visit all of Nebraska's incorporated towns, because I kind of had the idea as a kid, and obviously as, like, a 10-year-old, like, you can't exactly get to every town in the state. So I had found an old scrapbook where I traveled some towns to my dad back in the day, and I was like, you know, this is a good time to try this. So started on April 22nd, 2020, and I was done by, I think it was July 17th was the very last day that I traveled the state that year.
And I can't imagine you thought when you started on April 22nd, 2020, that, you know, four and a half years later now is going to turn into what you're doing now.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, back then it was just like, I mean, you know Austin too, Jack. Like, mm-hmm. Him and I, like, we were just driving around. We were just messing around. Like, yeah, this is no big deal. And little did we know that as we started sharing things on the Facebook, that people were so attached to their hometowns. And we kind of discovered along the way that every little community has its own story and something to do.
Absolutely.
And you just got to go and find it and talk to the people, and you'll hear the crazy things about, like, guys who climbed water towers to spray paint, like, class of 82 up there. Or, like, I don't know. There's all kinds of unique spots around the state, like, from towns of one people to little obscure bars you'd never think would have the best food in the state. And it's been a ride, and I've enjoyed going back to the communities over the last few years.
This is probably the only time the town of Manawi is going to get mentioned in North Platte.
you can't talk Wandermore without talking about a Manawi up there. LC is a real gem. So for those who don't know, that's a town with a population of one person. It's the smallest incorporated municipality in the United States, and she's like, I don't know how old she is. She's 80-odd years old. And
yes.
She still runs the local bar and little library there, and all the sheriff's department from the surrounding three counties, they actually go up there, and they kind of help her cook and, like, watch over things, because, you know, like, what's an 80-year-old lady going to do to fend off people? But there's a lot of people in that town. It's population one, but I've been there at points where there's been as many as 200 people there at a time.
I've eaten at the bar, and that's very good food.
Elsie cooks a mean burger.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, and Rick and I have been talking, you know, just here in North Platte, but other state, you know, parts around the state, that people that don't say there's nothing to do out here, they don't know what they're talking about, right, Rick?
That's right. There's a lot to do. And just thinking about your trips through Nebraska, is there one particular place or story that stands out to you?
Oh, man. Oh, there's lots of places that stand out. But amongst my favorites were that Nebraska City, Brownville area down in the southeast corner.
Right.
Super beautiful. Yeah, obviously got Arbor Day Farm down there and Kimmler Orchard and all kinds of history in Nebraska City. And Little Brownville is even more historic. It's like a lot of buildings down there on the National Register, and they've got these little shops and this annual flea market they do, and the street kind of runs like right in the river, so it's kind of like an interesting little river town. And even up by like complete opposite side of the state, like Long Pine and Valentine, there's this little kind of resort area called Hidden Paradise where it's like, yeah, oh yeah. I'm sure some people have at least heard of it, where there's all these cabins on this babbling creek, and you walk over the one of the world's highest railroad bridges. Oh yeah.
Your patio and your cabin is literally cantilevered over the creek there. The time I stayed there, I was actually fishing for trout right off the deck.
There you go.
They say that's some of the best trout fishing in Nebraska, so I've heard.
Pretty good. It's pretty good, yeah.
And then you're kind of going methodically and over time, periodically, making your way back to some of these towns that you visited in 2020, but you're kind of going back in the later years, you know, when you're not touring other towns or visiting other states, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So over the next few months, I'll be going back some towns, and I'm actually trying to make it back to each incorporated town for a second time. And I've gotten about 2/3 of the way through that process, and I'm hoping over the next few months I get back to the latter third. And I'm just taking more pictures for my book, and I'm trying to improve like my Facebook posts, see what's changed, and meet some different people I didn't catch the first time around since COVID was going on at that point.
So and let's talk about the books here. So you've Nebraska obviously was your first written book, and there's an original version, but you've kind of updated that and almost republicized books, like newer editions with more information, more tools, correct?
That's exactly what I've been doing. And so I try to keep my books fresh, and I go to different restaurants, and then I'll swap out restaurant recommendations, or I'll stay like in a new unique lodging option, like say the cabins at Hidden Paradise, or like, you know, the yurts at a state park, or the caboose at Two Rivers or whatever, and some of that kind of stuff, and update it and add more history, more photos. And I just try to keep them kind of like a living book. So if you ever get like a newer edition, like you'll find something new than what you might have seen the first time around when someone purchased it.
Very cool. I like the concept. I like the enthusiasm that you have with it. It's good. You mentioned the 5 states you've done for. What's next?
Oh, man. So it'd be nice to get to every incorporated town in at least 10 states. So that's my goal going forward. I'm already about halfway there. I just got engaged to my beautiful fiance, Elise. And so we're making wedding plans, and we're kind of planning these trips in between wedding plans and obviously like honeymoon and maybe having kids going forward. So we'll see how that changes things down the road. But I think coming up next, I'm looking towards actually Oklahoma as my next state. And I believe the Sooner State or the Cowboy State's Wyoming. I think the Sooner State's Oklahoma.
Correct.
So I think I'm looking towards the South. And then to kind of wrap up the first 10 at least, I'd go to places probably like Minnesota, Missouri, Wyoming. I might even consider Colorado.
Well, good.
Fantastic, fantastic.
And I understand there's a rumor that the guy sitting across the studio here from me is going to be the best man at your wedding.
So that's the word going around right now. Jack and I here, we've known each other. We were college roommates for a couple of years, and we have our own little adventures, whether it's Nashville, Tennessee in a short couple of months, or we've been to Oxford, Mississippi, Ann Arbor, Michigan together. Lots and lots of trips between the both of us, and so I'm sure both of us will be going around some more towns in the future years. And very I don't know good. If we even mentioned this, but Jack actually went with me to every incorporated town in South Dakota, too. So he's seen quite a bit of the Mount Rushmore state, too.
Very good.
Absolutely. And so of these other 4 states, obviously you're from Nebraska, but Iowa, Kansas, and the Dakotas, have they taken it in and ate it up like Nebraskans did?
Oh, absolutely. There's the common thread between all of us Midwest states where it's like we're all kind of considered those flyover states by the rest of the country, but we all are in a solid agreement that there's so much more to do in our states than just what's like found on the interstates. You truly just got to go out and find it. And we're all the same kind of Nebraska nice. Like I've heard Iowa nice, Kansas nice, North Dakota nice, South Dakota nice. It's like it's a term that every single state uses, and I found it to absolutely be true.
All right. So to kind of wrap up, just give our listeners where you can find these books, where you can find the Facebook page, and how to access your material.
Yeah. So again, the company is Wandermore Publishing. So I promote small town tourism. I preserve Midwest history. My books can be found at wandermorepublishing.com/shop. I've got my first four books out now on Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, South Dakota. North Dakota book comes out in November, and I still try to post pretty much daily on my Facebook pages. The Nebraska one is Wandermore in Nebraska, and if you want to find the other four states, you just replace Nebraska for the appropriate state name. And there's about 175,000 combined followers altogether, so if you haven't seen it yet yourself, ask your family members, and maybe they can show you around the Facebook page and give you a little vicarious tour themselves.
Fantastic. Well, talking here with Seth Varner. Seth, anything else you'd like our listeners to know regarding the business or your travels?
I would just encourage people to go out and wander more. I mean, truly, there is a bunch of hidden gems all around Nebraska. It's like, take the chance on the small town bar you've heard about. Like, you will find some of the best food is in some of the smallest towns. There's always someone there willing to tell you about the history, show you the local museum. There's plenty of recreation areas and state parks and unique lodging, and there's just a lot to do around Nebraska, and so we should enjoy it. And especially for those out in the North Platte area, it's like there's this rumor where wherever you live, you don't typically go to like the historic sites and businesses. You all need to go out and support the Golden Spike Tower and things like Fort Cody and everything else. So shout out to the North Platte sites and everything there is to do around there as well.
Absolutely. Well, Seth, we appreciate the time for you taking out of your morning to chat with us. And here's to good luck the rest of the way writing your North Dakota book.
Yes, sir. Much appreciated. I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, Seth.
Yep. Take it easy, guys. We'll see you.